Christmas is a time of lights, isn't it? This time of year, when you drive around, you see lots and lots of lights, and it's fun. There's lights on trees. You know, we bring a tree into our house, and we cover it with lights. And then we go outside and put lights on the outside of our house. And it's fun, and there's lights everywhere. There's lights in the cities put lights on their lampposts. The cities put lights in their parks. And we all just kind of make this a time of light. It's one of the things about this time of year that I think is really fun. And it gets dark early this time of year, doesn't it? And so as the light is fading, and you've got the white snow on the ground, and the lights start to come up, it's striking. And there's something about that is very appealing to us, I think. That's why we do it. That's why we like to see that. I have a Christmas tree at home, and when my kids were small, put everybody's ornament on it, and now that my kids are kind of grown up and moved away, our tree is getting a bit more subdued, but it's got just blue lights on it. So I've got the dark tree with the blue lights, and when I go home tonight, it'll be dark in the house, and I'll plug in the tree, and I'll sit, and I'll look at those lights, and I wake up in the morning, and I'll go upstairs and turn on the tree. And there's something about lights that stirs our soul, and we like them, and we see them, and we want to be around them. And this time of year, I think in particular, that's true. Christmas is really a time of lights. And I think that there are different reasons for that. One of the reasons is that long, long ago, when God anticipated Christmas, when God was looking forward to this thing that we're celebrating now, this birth of the Messiah, Jesus coming into the world, when God was seeing that and thinking about that, He spoke about it, and he told us it was coming, but he spoke about light and lights way back in the book of Isaiah. This was hundreds and hundreds of years before the first Christmas came. God was talking about this event, and he says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And I think it's fitting that God spoke about this time, this event, with this idea of light, because there's something, one of the things about light is when we see a light in a dark, cold place, we're drawn to it, aren't we? If you've ever been outside late at night, if you've ever been in the woods, I grew up in the country and I spent a lot of time in the woods, and sometimes you're out in the dark, in the woods, and you get a little bit discombobulated, and you think you're going in the right direction, but you're not sure until you see the light of home. And you see that light. I can remember as a young boy coming through the woods and thinking I'm going the right direction, but not being sure until I saw the light in the kitchen, and I'm just drawn to it. And we all are. A light in a dark place draws us. A light in a cold place draws us, because we want to go and get warm. And so there's something about light that draws us, and so I think it's fitting that God used that picture of a light in a dark place when it comes to Christmas. When he's telling us about Christmas. And this Christmas story is just filled with lights in dark places, isn't it? The shepherds. You know the story of the shepherds on the first Christmas Eve, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a little town in a manger. And the first people God told were the shepherds, and it said they were out in their fields keeping watch over their flock by night. So it's dark, it's cold, they're sitting there. And suddenly it says the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and it just burst through the night, this light. A light in a dark place, and it said, "Unto you is born today a Savior who is Christ the Lord." A little while later, the wise men, that part of the Christmas story that we all know. The wise men followed a light. It says three wise men or wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is the one who's been born the King of the Jews? For we saw his star and we've followed it, and we've come to worship him. So the Christmas story is just filled with this idea of lights in dark places. And God will very, very often use these physical pictures to teach us some kind of a spiritual reality. God wants so much for us to see him, to see what he's doing. And so he uses the physical world around us to help us see that. And I think that's the case here. A light in a dark place, a star shining in the night, a fire burning when it's cold. This picture, I think, helps point us to a very powerful spiritual reality that really Christmas is all about. And it's this. Simply, if you're going to define Christmas in a very simple word, it's just this, that Jesus is a light in a dark place. Jesus came to be a light in a dark and cold place. And that dark, cold place is really where you and I are. And years later, after Isaiah, when this event began to unfold, and we see how it worked itself out in the book of John, in the Gospel of John, where it talks about Jesus coming. It says, in him, speaking about Jesus, was life. And that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. And that's what happened. Jesus came to be a shining light in a dark, cold place. And that dark, cold place is the world that you and I live in. You see, God created you and me to not live in a cold, dark place, to not be out in the woods in the wintertime. He created us to be with him, to be home, to be right with him, to be loved by him, to be cared for by him. God offered us all that he had and said, I want you to be my sons and daughters. But you and I, we rejected that. We said, no, God, I can do better on my own. No, God, I don't need you to take care of me. I'll take care of myself. And we rejected our loving, good king. And we left home and we walked out into the darkness. And we created this dark, cruel, cold world. And when we walked out of God's house, the door closed behind us. God allowed us to have what we asked for. We left, and we quickly discovered that what we wanted, being away from God, being on our own, wasn't what we wanted at all. And a little child out in the woods on a winter night when the sun is down, and they have no food and no warmth, that little child is in deep trouble. And they're terrified and they're afraid and they're longing for someone to come and rescue them because they cannot rescue themselves. And that's really what Jesus came to do. Because we were lost in this world, separated from God by our own sin, and no way to come home. But God loved you and I so much that he said he sent his only son, Jesus. That's who that little baby was. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, Jesus came to open the door and to show us a light to bring us back home. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. And Jesus came here to be a light for us. And when we see it, we're drawn to it. We're drawn to it, just like we're drawn to a warm fire on a cold night. Just like we're drawn to an open door when we're outside in the cold. But we need to decide what we're going to do about that, because Jesus came and opened the door. Jesus came and gave us the opportunity to come back home. He willingly gave himself up. He took on a body like ours, to sacrifice it so that you and I could come home. But we have to respond. Will we accept that gift? You know, when the shepherds saw that light in the night, the angel said, go and see. And so they did. They could have stayed in the fields, but they followed the light and they went and saw. The wise men, when they saw the star, they followed him to worship him. They could have stayed back east, but they came to find him to worship him. And when we see the light, when that light of Jesus shines in this dark world, we have a choice to make. How am I going to respond? And if we respond like a child, humbly, something amazing happens. He came to that which was his own, yet his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. You see, you and I, just like those shepherds, just like the wise men, in a cold, dark world, there's a light shining. That light is Jesus. And he's telling you, come home. Come back. Come to the light. And if you receive him, it says there, you have the right to become children of God again. The door is open. You come back home and you be what you were created to be. God's special treasure. And if you have done that, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, I would encourage you to live every day like that's true. You're in the kitchen with the Lord. The storm is howling outside, but it's warm here. Bask in the warmth and the light of your Father and your Savior. If you have not accepted Christ, I would encourage you to do it. Go to the light. Go to the light. This world has nothing for us. And on a cold, dark winter's night, Jesus came to be our Savior. And I would encourage you to go to him. Father, thank you so much for that first Christmas. Thank you for that first Christmas. Jesus, thank you that you came to be the light of the world. Thank you that you are that shining, warm place in a cold, dark world. And Lord, I just pray for each of us tonight, wherever we're at, that we would draw closer to you. We'd respond, just like those shepherds, just like the wise men. We want to come to you, Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen.